Well, welcome to Beach Island Church. We are an independent, non-denominational, Jesus-loving Bible preaching church. That's who we are. And we stand in His Word. We fight to be about His truth. I'm going to tell you right now, though, we get it wrong. We fall short. We mess it up. But we're not okay with it, I hope. And if I do preach something that is not truth, I ask you, please come and tell me after my preaching. So that way I can fix it. I want to be about Him, and I want all of us to be about Him. That means right here, right now, but also in Sunday school, when all of our teachers are teaching our kids, but also our adult class. If you're not a part of that Sunday school time, I want to encourage you right now. Come 1 hour earlier. Come and be a part of Sunday school that starts at 10 o'clock. We gather up together, we sing a few songs, we pray with one another, and then we break off into our Sunday school time, and we have it for all ages of our kids, and then an adult class, and it is good. So be a part of that. If you're not already, come at 9 o'clock. We'd love to have you for that. Yeah, all right, let's get after it. If you will, open your Bibles to James. James chapter 4 is where we're going to be. Last week, we were gone, but I know in that there was a fire burning and there was lots taking place, and I know as a church you guys gathered last Sunday and prayed and just spent time praying for our community, praying for the firefighters, and I know that a lot of you were part of that defense on that fire, but we also give glory to God that He didn't spread that fire. That fire did not spread any further, and homes were saved, and because of the glory of God, and so we're going to get back after James this week, though. We're going to be in James chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. Before we go there, though, let's go to Him in prayer. Father, I thank You for this morning. I thank You for each person, each individual that is here today. I thank You for each person who's listening online. Lord, I lift each one of them up to You. I pray for them. I pray that their hearts, their ears, and their eyes are open to Your truth. God, I pray that it's Your truth that is spoken, and that if it's not Your truth, that it falls to the ground and it's not picked up, it's not heard. God, I pray that we take James chapter 4 serious. That as James calls the brothers and sisters of You, Jesus, to lay down their sin, to fight against it, I pray that that's what we do, and I pray that we take it to heart. God, I thank You for Your Word, and I pray that we soak it up, and that we crave it, and that we just take it to heart and let it change our lives for You. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, James chapter 4, starting in verse 7. I prayed just about a little bit. Let me just kind of set the stage. James is calling the saints, the believers, to step away from their sin. To not be okay in their sin, but to leave it there. And starting in verse 7, he gives pretty much six ways to stand against that sin. And I want to go through that this morning. And so start verse 7, here we go. It says, "Therefore submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and He will lift you up." When you first read that, you might think, man, that's pretty harsh. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Man, am I supposed to not have joy? Am I supposed to just be this way? We'll get to it in a minute. Let's start at the beginning. Therefore, submit to God. Submit to God. That, talk about submitting when we talk about husbands and wives, and sometimes that conversation is not a good conversation. But submit to God, what's that mean? It means turning everything over to Him. Letting Him be the authority in your life. You know, there's a difference between obeying and submitting. Yes, we have to obey, but if we just obey but never submit, what are we doing? If it's just about coming to church because mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or somebody along the way told me, well, I just need to be in church, we might be coming to church for nothing. It's about submitting to God. It's about fully submitting to Him and coming to Him. Let me maybe back up just a little bit, though. Because how do we even get to the point of submission? We do is what Jesus calls us to do in denying our flesh, picking up our cross, and following Jesus daily. It's coming to Jesus and giving Him our whole life. It's confessing that He is the Christ, the Son of God. And knowing in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, and it's giving Him our life. And if you've never done that before, let me just tell you right now, it's time to do it. Don't let another day go by that you do not confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you've already done that, my question to you then is, are you submitting to God? Let me reword that. Do you have a relationship with God? Do you have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ? Do you actually seek that relationship? Do you submit to that relationship? Do we talk to Him? Do we pick up His Word and read it? Do we desire to have Him lead us? To have Him guide the way. Submit to God. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Romans 12, 1 and 2 lays it out. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Submission. Submission. Are we submitting to God? Then James throws in this, he kind of uses a sandwich form here. He says, come to God, and then he talks about the sin, the evil, and then he talks about coming to God, and then talks about sin some more. The sandwich method. So he throws in here, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist the devil. Ephesians 4:27 says, nor give place to the devil. Are we giving him a place in our life? You know, it really comes down to the sin in our life, right? Are we allowing habitual sin to stick around in our life? That sin in which we're okay with doing over and over again. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Because first I want to talk about how do we resist the devil? How do we resist him? Ephesians 6:11 and following talks about armoring up. Putting on the armor of God to defend against the evil. Are we putting that armor on? And I'm not going to have a sermon all about the armor, but what I'm telling you is that are we putting on that armor to stand against the evil? Are we taking up the sword of the Spirit, His Word, and getting in it and reading it and knowing it? Because how did Jesus fight off the devil in the temptation? He spoke truth to him. Now the devil tried to speak truth to him, but Jesus corrected him, right? Are we in His Word so that when the thoughts that we don't want to have, when the sin or the temptation tries to come, we quote God's Word to our mind, to the evil, to whatever is trying to take us to the sin. We have to resist the devil, because when we resist the devil, he will flee from us. And I hope that you believe that. I hope that you understand that when we stand in Christ and His Word and His truth and we armor up, the devil flees. And then James jumps back in here, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Draw near to God. We submit to Him and we draw near to Him. 2 Chronicles 15, verses 2 through 4. 2 Chronicles 15, verses 2 through 4. I'll start in 1. It says, "Now the Spirit of God come upon Ezra, the son of Obed. And he went out to meet Asa and said to him, 'Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you while you are with Him. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will forsake you. For a long time Israel has been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law. But when in their trouble they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought Him, He was found by them.'" Are we seeking Him? Are we drawing near to God the Father? Are we drawing near to our Lord and Savior Jesus? Are you drawing near to Him in your relationship? In our relationships with a spouse, with a friend, there's communication there. If there's not communication there, that relationship suffers. Are we drawing near to God in our relationship with Him? And are we having a conversation with Him? Are we praying to Him? Are we going to our prayer closet and being intimate with Him? Seeking Him. Drawing near to Him. And when we do, He draws so near to us. You know, and I don't want this to be confused, is that if we are not drawing near, He's departing away. No, God is there. I try not to pray that God be with somebody because God's already with them. God does not draw away from us. We draw away from God. But when we draw near, He is right there. He is right there. And if we're submitting and drawing near, the next part of what James talks about, I do believe, becomes a little easier. He says, "Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom." He's talking about the sin in your life. He's talking about cleansing your hands of the sin. And he calls you a sinner because you are. So am I. We're sinners. But that doesn't mean to go on sinning more, right? Let's not make grace cheap. But cleanse your hands and purify our hearts. Are you getting rid of the sin in your life? Or are you okay with it? Are we okay with filthy language? Sexual immorality, hatred, unforgiveness, letting your thoughts stick around way longer than what they should, lying, jealousy, malice, greed. Do we follow the laws of the land? I'll tell you this morning, I was early. I left the house in plenty of time, and Trace, don't listen to this, but as I was driving here, I looked down and I was not following the laws of the land. And to be honest, I was okay with it. Is that how we treat sin in our life? Are we in the sin and we say, you know what? I'm okay with it. That's what James is saying. Don't be okay with it. Fight against the sin in which is in your life. Now, we will all fall short, and I'm not saying in any way that we will walk perfect on this earth, because we will not. There was only one. We will fall short of the glory of God. We will mess it up every day. Every day. But it's that habitual sin that we're okay with. That we know is in our life, and we don't do anything about changing our life to walk away from that sin. And each one of us have it. Each one of us have a sin in our life, but I pray that sin is becoming more and more refined, because we're not okay with living in that sin. We're not okay with what it's doing to our life and the separation in which it brings between us and Christ. Because when we're doing that sin or we're in that sin, we kind of push Jesus over here and say, Jesus, don't look at me right now. But he's right there. And he's right there to help you armor up, to battle that sin. To not be okay with the sin, but to battle it. To walk away from it, to cleanse your hands of it, and to purify your hearts from it. That's what he's saying. He said, you double-minded, right? Don't come to church and be one person and go on Monday and be a whole different person for the rest of the week, and then you change back to the person you are on Sunday morning. With the sin that you're not okay with this morning sitting here, don't be okay with it tomorrow. Lament and mourn and weep about the sin in which is in your life. He says, let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Your laughter and your joy in the sin in which you should not be in, get rid of it. Turn it to mourning and gloom, because you want to separate yourself from the sin in which is in your life. When we armor up and walk in Christ, we can do these things. We can walk in His light, and we can still have great joy in our life and happiness and great things. But he's saying, don't be okay and laugh and joy about the sin, about the ways of the world and being conformed to that. Don't be conformed to it, right? But he says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and He will lift you up. And if you know that song at all, I don't know how many people know that hymn song, but as soon as I read these words, I just want to bust out in song, but I want you all to stick around, so I'm not going to sing right now, okay? But he says, humble yourself. When we get rid of the pride and lay everything down and we say, God, I am a mess and I need you, and I know that I cannot battle the things I need to battle on my own, but I'm going to submit to you. I want to draw close to you, and I want to humble myself in your sight, and I know in that you will lift me up. To walk in your ways and your will. To be about you and not me. And it comes back to denying our flesh, picking up our cross, and following Jesus daily. I know I've told you this before, but Christy says a blessing to our girls every morning. And she has started this a long time ago, I don't know, but she gives them a blessing, and it's the same blessing every morning. She says, you are ladies of integrity character, and honesty. And I'm probably going to mess this up, but anyway. You are ladies of integrity, character, and honesty. And today, you will be a blessing to your teachers and everybody you come in contact with. So today, put on the armor of God and shine His light. Church, I want to give you that blessing. Church, I tell you that you are God's people of character, honesty, and integrity. And today you will be a blessing to your family and to all those around you. So put on the armor of God and shine His light. Church, I pray you take that serious. That in that you will submit to God and draw near to Him. And know that He will draw near to you. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. Cleanse your heart. Wash your hands of the sins. And stand in the forgiveness that Jesus gives you because of what He's already done. Going to the cross, dying for you, laying in a grave, and rising from that grave to walk this earth and then ascend to the Father, to go and prepare a place for you because you are forgiven, because you've come to Him. Because you've accepted Him as your Lord and Savior. He says, when you believe in Me, I have a place for you. I'm going to invite the praise team to come on up. I'm going to read verse 10 one more time to you. It says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and He will lift you up. It's Him, not us. There's no work that you can do to acquire your salvation. No, it's all Him. It's believing in Him, and once we believe, it's submitting to Him. And church, this morning, I just want you to just step back and say, am I submitting to my God? Am I walking in His ways, or am I drawing on my own? And if you don't like your answer, the great news is you can change it right now. Right now. I want to encourage you to read these scriptures in James 4 every day this week. When you wake up in the morning, just lift up your Bible and just read these scriptures and be about Him. Start your day knowing that you're going to put on His armor and you're going to go be a blessing to this world because you walk with God. Church, if you have any prayer needs this morning, if there's sin in your life that you want to pray with me about, come and pray with me. If you got sickness going on and you want prayers, come pray with me. The elders would love to pray with you. We are here to unite together as one body in Christ. And in that, we will lift one another up and we will encourage one another and we will pray together. And we all are in a battle. And we're all here to encourage one another. And I pray that you know that. And when the battle's too strong, we want to encourage you and be with you to battle with Christ in His way. So if you need prayers, we'd love to pray with you. Father, we thank you so much for this morning. We thank you for this word that's in James. And I pray that we do submit to you, God, in all of our life. Not just parts of it, but in all of it. And in that submission, we resist the devil. We resist Him, and we know that in that He will flee from us and will draw near to you, and you draw near to us, and you are right there. Lord, and in all that, I pray that you help us have the strength and the courage to lay down the sin that which is in our life. We don't be okay with it. That we do weep and mourn over it because we don't want it in our life. God, I thank you that you are here for us, that you build us up, that you strengthen us, that you give us what we need in order to armor up in battle. And it's you that does the battle. It's you that does the work, and we thank you so much for that. God, I pray that we humble ourselves in your sight. And in that, we know that you lift us up. God, thank you so much for that. God, I pray this morning that if anybody is struggling with a sin and whatever that be, right where they're sitting, Lord, I pray that they are just laying it out to you, saying, God, I don't want this in my life no more. And then we get serious about it. And we seek him. God, I pray for each person here this morning. I pray that they will armor up and go be a blessing to those that are around them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.